The first reading is a reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Vanity of vanities, says Qoheleth, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. What profit has a man from all the labor which he toils under the sun? One generation passes and another comes, but the world forever stays. The sun rises and the sun goes down, then it presses on to the place where it rises. Blowing now toward the south, then toward the north, the wind turns again and again, resuming its rounds. All rivers go to the sea, yet never does the sea become full. To the place where they go, the river keeps on going. All speech is labored, there is nothing one can say. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor is the ear satisfied with hearing. What has been, that will be. What has been done, that will be done. Nothing is new under the sun. Even the thing of which we say, see, this is new, has already existed in the ages that preceded us. There is no remembrance of the men of old, nor of those to come, there will be no more remembrance among those who come after them. The word of the Lord. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, as a watch of the night. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. In every age, O Lord, you have been our refuge. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today from the book of Ecclesiasticus, we hear, vanity of vanities, says Qoheleth, and all is vanity. And it's a very, very, very Old Testament reading, that it's just everything's the same, it's all the same. Same, no big difference, nothing's gonna change, it's just gonna be. And again, remember when I was a kid, you don't see it as much anymore, but they used to have that picture called Vanity. You know, and it was one of those pictures, if you look at it from different sides, it would change, and it was a beautiful woman, and then after you saw the beautiful woman of a face of a woman, it shows a human skull, you know, you're gonna die anyway. So that's a nice thought to begin our day. But the reality is, this is without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was new, something totally new, something no one ever seen before. Jesus Christ came to give hope that there is good, that there is new, that there is. We cannot be these people that say it's all the same. What's the point? That's why today is a day of prayer and fasting and humiliation. That our prayer and fasting and humiliation can change our nation, can bring healing and peace. If we don't believe that, you waste your time watching daily mass or coming to daily mass. If you think it's all the same, it doesn't matter, you got no hope, and if you have no hope, what are you doing here? We gotta believe that our prayer, our fasting with God's grace can change the world. Begins with us. That's why before we say everybody else has to change, we gotta conquer us first. And that's what prayer and fasting does. It empties ourself of self so God can fill us with himself. And when we change, the nation can change and the world can change. That's the call of today. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.